Well, I think over the big sweep of things, you know, there aren't a lot of guys that wrote on all the New Testament, for example, but probably as consistently good as anybody would be William Hendrickson. Mm. And then there are other series that have different authors for different volumes. Hendrickson is good. But I think each book, you know, you get the best available commentaries on the given book you're working on.
Do you have a guideline, a favorite resource that tells you what are the best commentaries?
Well, I've been doing it long enough to know now who the writers are that I want to read. But through the years, Dr. Jim Roskopf, one of our faculty members at the Master's Seminary, has developed a book, which is a book that gives you an annotated bibliography of all the best commentaries there are. That book is available through the Master's Seminary, so anybody who wanted to get that can reach them.
All right. Now let me turn to what is probably the most commonly asked question we get. I think somebody either phones us or writes us on a daily basis to ask this question, and it's this: what do you do when there are no good churches around?
You go to the best one. You just can't not go. You need to be the blessing. You need to be the difference. You need to be there. You know, and I always answer that question by saying, look at the churches of Revelation. You got seven churches. Two were good, right? Just two, Smyrna and Philadelphia, were two good churches. The other five churches were flawed, profoundly flawed, left their first love, compromised with the world, tolerant of sin, dead. You know, the Lord vomit the other one out of his mouth. These are serious, serious assaults on those churches by the Lord of the church. In fact, he tells them, I'm going to remove the lampstand and I'm going to judge you. Now, if you were living in Ephesus, or if you were living in Pergamos or Thyatira, or you're living in Sardis, or you're living in Laodicea, you didn't have a choice. And so in those letters, the Lord says, I know there are some of you who haven't soiled your garments. You know, you've been faithful, and I commend you. And he tells them, you know, I'll give you a new name, and I'll give you this, and I'll give you that. I think the model there is, look, they only had one church per town, and you were there because you're a part of the church of Jesus Christ. And there's no such thing as a floating Christian. You belong to an assembly of believers under the leadership of the people that are there. You identify openly and publicly there. You're baptized with the Spirit spiritually into the body of Christ. You're baptized with water visibly, physically into the fellowship of the church. I think you pick the best church. You go prayerfully. You go not looking for what you can get out of it. That's not worship. You go bringing to God the best that you can bring from your own prepared heart. Tap resources like Grace to You and other places.